Yep.
Okay, so I will call the meeting to order at 6:03. This is the Board of Assessment Appeals. I am going to take roll. Is Walter Mayhew here?
Yes.
Is Joe DiMartino here?
Here.
And I am Judy Sefcik, and I am here. We have elected Judy to be the chairman of this committee. So I'll be presiding. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to speak? Anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Last call, anyone from the public? I'm going to close the public portion, and we are then ready to talk to our first appellant. How do you say that? Appellant?
Appellant.
We are appellant ready. Are you appellant ready, Joe?
So far, so good.
Your eyes ready. I know.
So, Betsy, don't forget, when the person calls in, they're going to go into the waiting room first, so you'll have to then admit them. Peter, she didn't hear that, but if you could just remind her that.
So please call me back at this number, 203-214-1781, the number that you were given originally has been changed. We will give you 5 minutes and then...
Pause.
Mr. Kosurowski.
Okay, I will make that phone call now.
And I would say while we're talking to him, if you want to give this guy another try, we could give him 2 tries, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But if on the second try...
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello? Very quiet.
Try now.
Hello?
Hello?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My name is Judy Sefcik, and I'm the chairman of the board, of this board, and you're also talking to Walt Mayhew, who's our city treasurer, and also on the call is Jody Martino, who's the president of our board of aldermen. So the three of us together comprise this board. Could you please state your name and address for the record?
Okay, so my name is Caroline Carty. I am currently residing with Miroslav Kosurowski and Anna Kosurowska. And the address is 26 Marshall Lane, Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
Could you spell your last name, Caroline, please?
Okay, sure. The Cartee.
Say, what's the first letter?
C, as in car, Cartee.
Okay. And so they've asked you to appear before in their benefit, in their stead?
I am correct. Well, they're with me right now, but I'm just going to be speaking on their behalf. And okay. I currently reside here as well, just for the time being.
Okay.
So it makes sense.
Okay, because you're going to be talking for them, I have to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, could you raise your right hand? I have to trust that you're doing that. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Just a reminder, we have 10 minutes for each person. And so I'll kind of watch this and I'll give you a reminder when you're into it, like halfway, if it takes that long. Could you please tell us, the reason that they're filing this appeal?
Okay. So they are filing because they feel that they want to lower the taxes because, you know, the property, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if you have the original appeal, but there's two main reasons. So there, since the Hops company moved in, there's been excessive noise and late night activity from the business. It disturbs late night tranquility. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of, you know, weekends are very disruptive. That has never been the case before. When Grassy Hill Restaurant was around, it was much quieter. Now the business is, looks like it's booming, and it's been very, very noisy during the weekend. And, you know, there's cops there every weekend. There's accidents. They also have garbage on, you know, all over the property. And it's just, it's not like it was before. And the other reason is that the adjacent properties have much lower taxes. So all the other properties in the area tend to be much, they don't pay nearly as much in taxes. So I have a few examples here, and I can, you know, there's one property at 87 Sodom Lane. Yep. It was built in 1986. The assessment is $130,980. The total living area is much higher as well, you know, much higher than our house. It's 2,400 square feet. And then we have a couple of other examples, too. That's just one example. There's another one, 85 Sodom Lane. Their assessment is $144,690. And then the total living area is the same as the last house, which is 2,400 square feet. It was built in, all these properties were built in 86, or both of them were built in 1986. So it's just, you know, we all feel that the taxes are much higher than they should be, like significantly higher. And this is the reason, you know, and they only keep rising higher and higher. When I think the value of the houses will decrease around the area just because of that hop that opened up across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason why they filed the appeal.
Right. Now, and we have all this paperwork, but we like to hear, you know, from the person themselves in their own words. So, yeah, I did notice on the comparables that you guys submitted, which were very, very good. The one thing that you guys have different than all of them is you have quite a bit more land. You guys have over half an acre, and all of these others are like a quarter of an acre or smaller. So I think that's probably one of the big differences on the on why you're getting a higher assessment. But we will talk that over. Walter or Joe, did you have any questions for I forgot your name, Carolyn?
No, I think it's all pretty well laid out. There's nothing new here.
Yeah, I'm pretty good too.
Okay. My understanding, Carolyn, is that there are some properties in that area that are also looking for some help because of the Hops Company. So my understanding from the assessor is that, she will be reaching out to you as well to see if they can make some kind of a thing. So I think you are going to get some relief. We won't be making a decision though tonight, and somebody will be in touch with you before the end of May. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just to add to the land, aspect. So I know our neighbors have, I believe 0.41 acres. I think we have 0.63, which is not much different. So, and I know their taxes are way low. So.
Yeah, the 12 Marshall Lane, that's a 0.41. Yeah. And they have, let me see, where are they at? Okay, for the buildings. Yeah. So we will point all this out to the assessor in our report and give her a recommendation, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, you guys all set, Walt and Joe?
Yeah, awesome. Yep. Thank you for your time tonight.
Okay, thank you for coming in. Everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Stay healthy.
All right. Hello? Hello? Hello.
Go ahead now.
Hello?
Hello.
There we are. Is Mr. Morelli? Okay.
This is John Morelli.
Hello, John. I'm Judy Safchak, and I'm the chairman of the tax board. And our other two people on this assessment appeals board are Walt Mayhew, our city treasurer, he's here, and okay. Jody Martino, the president of our board of aldermen, he's also present, okay?
Okay.
Just for the record, could you please state your name and address?
John Morelli, 142 Shagbark Drive, Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
Thank you. And also, because of the proceedings, I need to swear you in. Is that okay?
Excuse me?
I need to swear you in.
Okay, that's fine.
Could you raise your right hand, please?
It's raised.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you very much. We have 10 minutes, so I will warn you if you go past five, which I doubt you would, but in case you do, I will keep track for you. And okay. We do have your paperwork here, but we would like you in your own words to explain to us why you're coming here for your appeal.
Okay. I purchased this property for the sole purpose of coming close to my mom. My dad passed, so I purchased the 3-bedroom unit here, I believe, in 2014. At the time, I purchased the property. You get your sheet from your realtor of whatever, what your parameters are, your HOA, the taxes and all that. At the time, I had purchased a home. So when I went to the closing, the taxes were what they were. It was a cash deal at the time. And, I continued on paying my taxes. You know, when they came every 6 months, I was very punctual and all that, but, I sort of did not realize out of the 56 E units here, it dawned on me the last two summers that I'm like 400 or 500 higher than everyone for no reason. I have a dated unit, 1975, I believe. There's not one upgrade here. And you know, neighbors are, you know, the baseline should have been 4406 when I initially purchased this. I'm at the I exceeded the $5,000 mark for a property, you know, that's assessed. I mean, it's not proportionate to the value. So when I did my own research here, just a regular guy, but I do ask questions. I am probably at the highest. I have the highest unit here for no reason. My basement gets flooded. There was a sub pump inside of a little closet. I got hoodwinked at the time because I basically needed to get something in this complex to be close to my mom, who resides in my sister's unit in 201, which is way lower than this too in terms of taxes. So I've been too busy. I have a mom that's on end stages of COPD, and I go from here to her to work to here. I'm the only one that takes care of her. I haven't had time to really look into this. And when I did have time, I went, got the paper from the nice guy down there at the assessor's department, and the girl sent me the form, and I sent it in. So there's no, anyone can come in here. My counters are, there's nothing new here. This is a antiquated unit. These are $165,000 condos, so there's no way it's proportionate to a $5,000 tax. And on my unit, there's no granite here. There isn't anything. I mean, this is a nice unit to show someone what you can do if you want to improve a unit. My bathrooms are old. I don't have one improvement here. There's a flooded basement, and when it gets high, and that's it. So there's nothing here that would warrant me being the highest one out of the 56 E units. And that's basically it. I'm not, that's my whole rationale behind this. I got, too busy. I pay. I'm a lifelong. I grew up on Krakow Street. Derby mill rate's high. I'm aware of that, but not to the degree. I'm about four. I'm a few hundred dollars higher than I should be, and it adds up. But I've paid it. I paid it. But, you know, when you talk to people, well, you need to really look into talking to someone, which is why I'm doing what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I'm glad you're coming forward. I'm seeing on your card that it has a new roof on there in 2016. Is that correct?
This is the new roof is everybody, not just me. I mean,
okay, everybody got a new roof? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean, we in our HOA, we pay an astronomical $349 a month, which equates to over $4,000 a year for exterior improvements and stuff. This is the condo complex itself. This is a 180-unit condominium that is old and tired. So it's, you know, there's nothing, this is no frills here. It's on a beautiful part of town. East side. I'm a little bit pro east side here. Grew up near Richie Zeke my whole life. You know, it's the area is nice, but the value of these things are very low proportion to the tax base. And I just feel, and you can check, I'm the highest E unit here. I bought this all from the White family, who are very old, and the daughter probably lost track. And when they put the mom in the home, they put this one on the market. It had wallpaper everywhere. I mean, it's horrible. But now it's livable, but it's nothing's been updated.
Okay.
But that's, you know, that's it.
Okay. As a rule, and we have other people coming in tonight with the, you know, saying that they're too high compared to their neighbors, et cetera. And then they bring us in comparables. And then, you know, it's pretty obvious when we see that. We don't have any for you, so we'll have to see the assessor if she can share some information with us if that's an option. The thing is unfortunately we can't see them for tonight. Okay, we don't have them in front of us.
Oh, that's fine. I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity anyway. I mean, this kind of works out for everyone. I mean Mr. Mayhew, I remember him growing up, I believe King's Court or that area up there near the Gherkins, around that area there. But nice guy. And I believe he's friends with my friend David Kashuba, who's one of my friends. So, Walter, I remember you. And so that's where I'm at. You know what? It's unfortunate. People get old and people's lives get too busy. And I really let this thing go, but I can't anymore because I exceeded $5,000 for this condo here. And it's, you know, there's 56 units out of the 180 that are my size. And so I'm a little bit high initially when I came in because of not knowing the prior owner. The husband had passed and the mother was here almost in her 90s. So when they removed her out of here, the daughter probably didn't know what was going on. And my only objective was to get close to my mom. So, you know, things have not gotten, you know, I'm still frantic here, but at least I'm able to address my taxes. So whatever we need to do going forward, you need me to do, I appreciate your help.
Okay. Perfect. Walt or Joe, did you have anything to, ask or comment?
No, I was just going to ask about the appellate's estimate of value. You're telling us that you think the condo's assessed value should be $160,000 or that it's,
Walter, these condos right here, they're 100,000 less than they were in 2005. So in 15 years, no, they used to be $279,900 here. Mm-hmm. These units here are going for anywhere from, for the three bedroom, the biggest one, anywhere from $160,000 to $170,000. I mean, and it's all documented. It's just the values here for the area we live. It's a mind boggling. With the proximity of Orange being right, the name of the complex, it's kind of deceptive. Orangewood East,
yeah.
Not Orangewood West. We're behind 34, where we butt crack out. It's a great area, but they just don't commend the dollar amount. And, you know, it's just amazing how we don't get the credit we should in Derby, where the values should be higher. But for some reason, I don't know. I don't know what the stigma is, but I know
I'm
we have good people in place.
As to what you're asking us for? In other words, are you telling us that the property should be priced at $160,000 or that the property's assessed value should be
$160,000? No, I'm saying what they sell. I'm saying what they sell for. I'm telling you,
so you're
what
saying the appraised. Actual... You think the appraised value should be $160,000 where now it's $169,900?
Right.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know how they figure. I mean, I don't know how the tax base is figured based on, 70% of the value. I don't know. I don't know field cards. But what I'm telling you is a $165,000 property, $5,000 for a condo, when it's not proportionate. And yes, our mill rate's higher. We have police. We have a lot of things in this city, because it's a city that you need to run a city. I'm well aware of that. I love my cops. I love everything. I mean, I wouldn't know. I mean, there's a reason why I'm here too. It's not like I have roots here, but in this particular complex, I know it like a book. And I do know there's an A, B, a C, D, and an E. This is the E unit. They're all broken down. A for a one bedroom, B for a two bedroom, C for a bigger two bedroom, a D and an E. And to me, if there was granite in here, if there was stuff, like if I walked into a turnkey unit, I did the complete opposite. But I was fortunate because I had a boy and a girl, and I wanted them to at least have some stability of having their own place. They're out now. They're out of college, but they were both in college at the time. And, you try to do the right thing as a dad, but that's it. So, I just think that my particular instance was overlooked due to the prior owner, John White, passing, and his wife lived here for many years alone, and it needed to be addressed. Now, me as the owner, I let this thing go probably 4 years in advance. This thing should have been addressed immediately. Don't have the time. And I found myself at City Hall paying something, and I said, now's the time. And she was nice enough to mail me the form, and it was too late. That's why we're this late. So,
okay,
the fiscal year.
Okay. Thank you. We're running a little bit out of time here. So, we don't make any decisions tonight, and we'll do a little digging to see about these other E units over at Shag Bark. And then somebody will be letting you know what our decision is before the end of the month. Okay.
I really appreciate your time, and I thank you very much, and everyone have a nice night.
Okay, you thank you for coming in.
Take care, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?
Hello.
Is this Mr. Lucarelli?
Yes.
Good evening. This is Judy Sefchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board. We also have here online Walt Mayhew, our city treasurer, and Jody Martino, the president of our board of aldermen. So we're all here tonight. We comprise the Board of Assessment Appeals. Could you please, for the record, state your name and address?
Okay, my name is, if you have all my information there?
We do.
Okay, because I'm hard of hearing and I read lips, so I don't know how this is going to go. So if I ask you to repeat yourself, please, don't get offended.
No problem.
Okay, my name is Raymond Lucarelli, and I live in 8 Francis Street in Derby.
Okay, thank you. And can I put you under oath, Mr. Lucarelli?
Put what?
Under oath.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
I got it.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Of course, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. We have, just a reminder, we only have 10 minutes per person. And could you please, we have all your paperwork here, but could you please, in your own words, state why you're here tonight, what you want from us?
Okay, how many minutes do you have per person?
We have 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'll try to go fast here if I can. I'm here to have my increase my assessment from last year, and I'm looking for it to be reduced. All the stuff that's there is self-explanatory. And if they were on the tax board, I had a meeting last year, and they should remember me, and nothing has changed. So all that information you got there, you could see. I just want to read these other things that are not listed on there that you should have. Could I do that, please?
Sure, of course.
Okay, I'll try to go fast. Missed garbage collection because they forgot the driver's on vacation, or because they couldn't get down the street because the street is blocked, and it happens often. So I got to go every 2 weeks to get garbage collection. All right, the truck picks up the dumpster at 3:30 and 4 a.m. for years in the morning here. And if you have a dumpster, which I doubt outside your house, you know what that sounds like. And I call, and they stop for 2 weeks, and it starts all over again, and it shakes the whole house. I have to call to have the street sweeped and the drains cleaned, as discussed there. And the drain was done once in 17 years. And the streets, they either do it once or they don't do it at all. And I'm calling all this time. Now, it's just not recently. It's from years I've been doing this. But all the other streets in Derby get done automatically. The drains get cleaned and the streets get swept. Okay. Now, I was told by the assessor's office that my house is assessed to the houses on Hawthorne Avenue. That's what they told me. So I got to think here is I don't remember having a shooting and a stabbing on Hawthorne Avenue. I don't remember having drug raids on Hawthorne Avenue. I don't know of any low-income housing on Hawthorne Avenue. And the last time I checked, I didn't know of a motorcycle gang and a repair shop 100 feet from the house. And the motorcycles running up and down day and night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, which the repair shop is illegal, and this guy fixes them and he rides them back on the sidewalk. And they drive in the one-way street up there on Hawkins Street. And then when they have meetings, they block the whole street off, the public street, put cones, and you got to deal with all this stuff and all this noise. Going and they drive in the one-way road because that, who cares? Nobody knows anyway, right? And put back on public road, and then let me see. For them to, they blocked the public road and put it on a bike. So a lot of these issues are that there, and I don't think any of you would like to live in this house, in this street, and put up with that. And the only thing I have to say, to finish off is, it's not a current issue. It's been going on years and years. And then this year, between this year and this year, and this year and last year, it cost me money to pay somebody to maintain city property because they refused to come up here and fix it. Now, last year when I had the meeting with them, they went to the full board, and I was told by the full board that if I needed anything, I was to call Joe Martino up there because he's in charge and he would take care of it. Well, I don't know why I have to call, but I do call, and nothing ever gets done. They wore me out after all these years. So I'm asking for a little relief here because it's costing me money to maintain city properly. And not only that, the one drain that I took a picture there that plugged up, I have to clear that because when the water rains, and I get all the water from the whole block in this street. And not only does it flood my property because of the drain and the drain is falling apart, but Jimmy Walsh and a couple of houses on the other side, when it floods, their cellar fills up with water. So not only do I have problems, they have problems. So I have to maintain that so they won't have problems. So I'm in, 10 minutes is not a lot. I wish I was there in person, but that's my issues, and I wish you would give me some relief here while it's costing me more money.
So what are you hoping that, other than to get people to fix these things or all this, what are you hoping for, Mr. Lucarelli?
Well, I've been hoping for years that the collapsed drain down in the middle of the property get fixed, and they didn't fix that, and that's going on 5-6 years. I got property down there that they put the fence up wrong 17 years ago, that I have my property on the other pressures Mrs. Riley's property. I'm paying taxes on that property, and I can't even get to it because the city refuses to put the fence back where it's supposed to be. I had my property done twice, so I had all the maps. I left them up city garage. They have all the information up there. I mean, I'm tired of calling. Not only that, when I call and they do something, I feel obligated to call and thank them. That some people on normal streets don't thank, and they do normally. But okay. After all these years, I mean, I'm tired.
No, I understand.
And I'm old, and I can't walk. I'm handicapped, and I have to pay somebody to come and help me. And then the guy next door, he did me a great favor because I know him. I showed you the picture there. He tore all that grass out and everything else. He put process down. So now the city don't even have to come and maintain that because he put process in. Hopefully the grass won't grow there no more.
All right. So I see two things here. One, I see that there's things that you want the city, more things you want the city to do. I get that. And that's not a tax issue. That's a city issue. And we're going to talk to Joe about that. And then the other one that really affects us is that you're feeling that you should be assessed not the same as Hawthorne Avenue, correct?
Well, I didn't get that. I'm sorry.
I think we do understand. Joe, did you want to chime in on any of this stuff?
I understand Mr. Lucarelli's concerns. He does call me up at the garage.
Who am I talking to?
This is Joe DiMartino, Mr. Lucarelli.
Oh, hi, Joe. Well, you know the problems I'm having.
I know.
It's constant.
I know.
I'm tired, Joe. So at least get some relief on my taxes.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but I know you have some issues in your yard. I know we tried to help you out last year. We did some stuff for you last year. And
okay, Joe, stop. You try to help. I'm talking years and years and years. You know the big pine trees that you had taken down? I've been asking to have them, the maple trees, for years. You know them things? The roots have got into my sewer. Every year my cellar floods because of them damn trees that were on city property. You finally cut them down, right? And the roots are still there. This year, 3 weeks ago, I had to put a new sewer system in because the roots still plug in my thing. Every year, I got to have Roto-Rooter come and clean. So $17,000 later, I had to put a new sewer system in because of them damn roots and the damn trees on city property that I've been complaining about for years. Now, the growth there, if you let it get growing, it's going to get more late maple trees and more growth there, and I'm not going to let that happen because it's going to make more problems for me instead of less.
Okay. Anything, Walt, from you?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
Okay, so, Mr. Lucarelli, we're not deciding
yes.
tonight, but we will get back to you before the end of the month and
yep.
see if we can help you out a little bit, okay?
Okay, I wish we would. I know they said that the Board of Aldermen, they met, they said they were going to do something about the street park and the gang, you know, the gangs and the motorcycle. I mean, they said it was going to do it, but never. Now, I sent you a picture about them blocking the streets, but I could send you hundreds of them pictures. Now, I'm not talking UPS or FedEx, because they come, they block the road for a few minutes, and they leave.
Okay.
It's the trailer trucks and all the other deliveries. They just sit in the middle of the road. Sometimes I got to wait an hour.
Okay.
And if I have to need an ambulance or something, forget about it. I'll be dead before they get down the street.
That's not right. So we'll talk to the board.
I know it's not right, but nothing ever gets done. I wish one of you people would buy my house for what you're assessing for and live here and see how you'll like it.
I don't think so. All right. We will talk to you soon and see if we can help you out, okay?
Oh, okay. I hope so. I'm sorry I'm getting a little loud because I don't hear too good and stuff. So I hope you at least help me out because I'm spending money anyway trying to fix this other stuff.
Okay. We're going to see what we can do. No problem. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Is this Mr. Texera?
Yes.
Hi, this is Judy Sefcak. I'm the chairman of the tax board. And I'm here tonight with Will Mayhew, who is our treasurer for Derby. And I'm also here with Jody Martino, who is the president of our Board of Aldermen, okay?
Okay.
And together we're the Board of Assessment Appeals. Could you please, for the record, state your name and address?
Where I reside or the property in Derby.
Okay, but you have to say it for the record.
Okay, I live in 102 Lormel Street, Bridgeport, Connecticut, 06606.
Okay, so, alrighty, and you're Daniel Texera, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
I have to put you under oath for tonight. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a reminder that we have 10 minutes per person tonight because we got lots of people. And we have your paperwork here, but we would like for you in your own words to tell us why you're coming tonight, what we can do for you.
Okay. There was a fire in my three-family house in Derby a couple of years ago. And so I went to Betsy and the controller in the Derby office, and she went out to the property, and she appraised it, and my taxes went down. And then I guess she sent me a letter, but I never received the letter. And so I didn't know that she was supposed to go back out there to look at it again. And then I received a letter for an appeal, I guess.
Okay.
But it was lower because all three apartments are gutted, and I can't go any further because there was no up to code insurance on my policy. So I'm trying to sell the property now, and it's not rented out at all. It's, you know, all three apartments are gutted. So she lowered the taxes to what the appraisal was, and now I guess they're supposed to go back up if I don't get approved today.
Okay. So if she were to reach out to you next week, would she be able, she or someone in her stead, be able to go out there and check everything out, inspect?
Yes, definitely.
You'll be available for that? Alrighty. So you're basically looking then to go back to where you were after the fire because nothing has been fixed yet, correct?
No work has been done, no.
No work has been done. Okay. Okay. Did you have any questions, Joe or Walt?
You said the fire was three years ago?
It was in 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. I was thinking of fixing it, but it's a lot of money. So it's the rare house. So the gentleman just purchased the house in the front of it, and he's going to be looking at it. He's going to, I believe, June 1st. So he's probably going to purchase the property.
Walter?
Nope, all good. Thank you.
Okay. We're not deciding tonight, Daniel, but someone will be in touch with you before the end of May, okay?
Okay, that's perfect. I appreciate everything. Thank you very much, and stay safe. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Medina?
Yep, this is it.
This is Judy Safchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board, and I'm here with Walter Mayhew, our city treasurer, and with Jody Martino, the president of our Board of Aldermen. And all together, we make the Board of Assessment Appeals.
Yes.
Could you please state your name and address for the recording?
Yep. This is Juan Medina. I live on 34 New Haven Avenue in Derby.
Okay, thank you. For purposes of this, I have to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Yep.
Set. Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you, Juan. Just a reminder that we each have 10 minutes tonight, so I will kind of watch the time for you so you don't have to worry about it. We have your paperwork here, but we would like to hear in your own words why you're here tonight and what we can do for you, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty much I've been looking at my taxes, my tax deal between my house and, you know, the land and everything, and I do believe that for some reason my property is being overtaxed. I believe the land is overtaxed because of the size of the size of my land compared to other neighbors is way too small for the amount of money. And also the same for my property at 34 and Haven Ave. Based on the condition, I think it is the price that is being assessed is a little too high, just because it needs to be redone. The first floor is completely gutter. I need somebody to take a second look at that assessment.
All right, I see. Yeah, I see you have some comparables here. These are all rather yep. old homes. Wow, very old.
Yes.
Very old. Okay, so you're simply saying, in comparison with your neighbors, you think you should be a little bit lower?
Yeah, absolutely.
What? How low are you thinking? What are you?
I believe the land size should be a third of whatever is being assessed right at this moment, and the property value should be possibly half, maybe a little less, a little more, because of the condition.
Okay, so taking into account that. So would we be welcome to come out and inspect your property for the condition issues?
Yeah, absolutely, anytime.
Okay. So this was sold in 2017 for $50,000?
That's correct.
Okay. And right now, I'm having trouble finding. Oh, here we go. So it's right now. It's appraised in $136,900. So there does seem to be a bit of a discrepancy there. It seems odd. Yeah. Where the others here are closer to their value, no more than twice as much. All right. Walt or Joe, did you have questions for Mr. Medina?
Just you said that. The first floor of the building is gutted?
Yeah, the first floor, when we moved in, it was some sort of storage. And, you know, the condition it wasn't livable. So as soon as I bought the property, I didn't use it. And I started taking it apart just because of it needs to be redone. It needs, a bunch of work and a bunch of stuff to be done before we can use it.
Okay.
All right. Was that you, Walter, or was that you, Joe? I can't tell.
No, that was me. I'm fine.
Okay. I'm all set, too.
Okay, then we're not going to be deciding tonight, but we will reach out to you before the end of May.
Okay, pretty good.
Okay, thanks for coming in.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, now we're ready for the Rana.
Okay, so I've contacted him. He's yet to be in the meeting room, but I just got off the phone with him, so. Judy, go ahead.
Hello? I don't see him yet. Nobody there. I always see a thing on the screen when they come on. There he is. Hello?
Hi.
Hello. This is Judy Safchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board, and I'm here with Walter Mayhew, who is our city treasurer, and also I'm here with Jody Martino, who's the president of our board of aldermen. And the three of us together comprise the Board of Assessment Appeals. Can you state your name and address, please?
My name is Prince Alam.
This is for 676 New Haven Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
Okay, thank you. And what is your home address? Where do you live, Prince?
Home address is 9 Lewis Allen Drive, Danbury, CT, 06811.
Okay, thank you. For purposes of this, I need to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Sure.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We have 10 minutes for each person, and everyone's been doing fine with that. I'll keep track of the time for you so you don't have to worry about it. We have your paperwork here, but we would like you to say in your own words how we can help you and what are the issues.
Okay. So, ready to go or?
Yeah, go ahead. Please go ahead.
Okay. So I appreciate your time in scheduling this. I know the last few months have been a little crazy. But the reason we appealed for this is we just think the value is just too high given the situation. I mean, even before everything happened. One thing that kind of stuck out to us was the basement is considered how the basement is being considered as a support, and it's not really a support area. It doesn't really it doesn't support any of the buildings, businesses. No tenant has access for use to the area, and it's not rentable for any business. It doesn't have a functional heating or cooling system. I believe that's on the field card as well. So it doesn't have any heating or cooling systems. It only contains the elevator room and a few hot water tanks and electric meters. And besides that, just empty space that can't be used for anything. So one of the major points that we have is we just don't think it should be assessed as any sort of support area. And we think it should be assessed lower.
Okay.
So that's kind of the main point. I believe it's like on the field card, it's assessed around
$112,690. I believe that is the,
yeah, we just think that's a little bit high since it's not usable for anything other than just the elevator room and the few hot water tanks and electric meters, so it's not really it doesn't really add to the value. And
okay.
A lot of those things, if it came down to it, I never built the building, but I don't know why the basement was built the way it was, but all of the stuff could be inside each unit if it needed to be, or externally. I just don't know why it was built like that, but
okay.
Other than that, it's not really useful for business purposes.
Okay.
And then the next point, I had the building is usually like around 70% occupied ever since we, just historically, it's been about 70% occupied when we purchased a dental office came in. And then recently, as soon as they're, it was to our surprise also, but we believe just because the common area maintenance expenses were increasing a lot, especially the taxes, just in the 5 years. So that's kind of one of the reasons why the dental office left. So he rented two spaces, and then since he left last year, those two spaces are vacant again. And right now with the current situation, a lot of the tenants at the building, they're having trouble. In the past few months, they had trouble paying the rent. And then on top of that, Subway decided to close permanently. So there's a good chance that space will be no longer occupied by Subway, and it'll be a third unit that will be empty. And that would mean it'd be close. The building would be around 55-60% occupied if you go by square feet. And that's given, I mean, Subway's been trying to market it. We've been trying to market to a new owner, but just in this situation, everyone's a little bit timid to consider a new opportunity. We're hopeful we can find a new owner for the Subway unit, but it might be a while if it ever does happen. So just given the situation, we appealed this before everything kind of happened in the world, but just given the situation, it'll take at least a year or two for things to recover. So especially with all the additional expenses that all the tenants have to account for to protect themselves from anything. So I'm doing my best to try and reduce the rent for all my tenants, and just the increase, especially at this time, I think it's $5,000-$6,000 increase for all the tenants. It's tough for us. It's tough for our tenants as well. So the reason we appealed is just try to negotiate for our tenants to keep the taxes as low as possible for them to continue their businesses in Derby.
Okay, I understand. So these are our two issues, and it's just that it's not super occupied right now with Subway leaving, and then the issue with the basement, is it really a support area, and should it be taxed as such? So does that pretty much summarize what you're coming from?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Walt or Joe, did you have any questions for Prince?
No, I think it's all set.
Yeah, I'm good too.
Everybody's good? Okay, we won't be deciding tonight. We'll be meeting later and gathering some information, et cetera. I especially want to make sure we totally understand the definition of a support area. So someone will reach out to you before the end of May with our decision, okay?
So the end of May, we should hear back by phone call?
You will hear back before the end of May, yeah, by the end of May, which is not that far away, so yeah.
Okay, will Betsy be emailing? Who will be contacting us?
I believe it'll be Betsy. Yeah, I believe it'll be Betsy.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I hope you I hope you're able to consider some of my points in your evaluation.
We're going to try. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who do I have on the line?
This is Stacy Ferentz from Savor Catering.
Hi, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
Good, good. I'm Judy Sefchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board, and I'm here with Walter Mayhew, our city treasurer, and with Jody Martino, the president of the Board of Aldermen. And together we compose the Board of Assessment Appeals, okay?
Okay, hi everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Just for the record, please state your full name and your address.
My home address?
Yeah.
Stacy Ferentz, 200 Sentinel Hill Road, Derby.
Okay, and then the property you are we're appealing for is the 111 New Haven Avenue, correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. I need to put you under oath, Stacy. Is that okay?
Okay, yes, absolutely.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Right.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank
you. So help
you.
God.
We have 10 minutes for each person, so I will keep track of the time for you so you don't have to worry about it. We have your paperwork here, but we would like you in your own words to say why you're here tonight and what we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, so full honesty, I've only filled out this this tax assessment paper the first year I got it. I'm a single business owner. I'm a small business. I do everything. I shop for everything. I cook. That's what I do. So I got this thing the first time I was completely overwhelmed. I didn't know what the heck to do with it. I didn't understand it. I went down to City Hall, and the very nice lady, you know, kind of explained a little bit to me, and I haphazardly, you know, put it together, and boom, it went out. And then every year since then, I pretty much never got around to doing it again.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of like let the chips fall where they may, because I get it. I didn't do the work, so I pay what I pay, and I was doing that for several years. And then I noticed, you know, how much the increase in the assessment was, and I'm like, there's just no, like, you know. And then I got this years, and it was like $50,000 worth of personal property in this place, which I don't have that much stuff in there, you know. And so I went through stuff. I actually spent a little time on this. I understood it a little bit better. I mean, I didn't even know what the hell a leasehold was, you know, until I looked it up. So,
okay.
You know, having gone through it and being honest, like even the first year, I claimed my car, which because I drive it for my business, but like I already paid, you know, car taxes for the city. You know, why am I paying, you know, property taxes on top? So I don't know if that's a double thing or what. So, you know, having gone through everything as honestly and as, you know, succinctly as I could, like my end amount is before the 25% assessment of being late, which I totally accept because I didn't do it. And I don't know if the 25% is for 25% of the assessment amount or like, how does that work?
I believe it's of the amount owed, yeah.
The amount owed or the amount assessed?
It says 25% of assessment, so
okay.
It looks like the assessment she has put down here is 40,000, just guessing, I guess. So
yeah,
that would be the 10,000.
Right. So that would be, so the 10,000 would be the fine.
The 10,000 is the fine over an assessed value of 40,000, which I believe is a guesstimate, because we don't have all the paperwork to see exactly what you got.
So then you're taxed on the 50,000 instead of the 40,000.
Gotcha. Okay. So it, according to my, and I went through my taxes over the past years of what I had, like, you know, put down for equipment and stuff like that, and just tried to like really get a more accurate number, because as a caterer, you know, I have lots of little things, you know, I've got like tongs and platters and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And to really like remember what I paid for it and, you know, just keeping track of all that stuff, which is why I've never really paid attention to this, or not, I shouldn't say pay attention, didn't really do it, because it's just overwhelming. Like I got so much like these little things. I don't have like a tractor where I can tell you how much I paid for it and all that. It's just like little stuff. I have all the original equipment that I had from opening the place, you know, the same refrigerator, freezer, you know, stove, you know, sinks, everything. So in terms of like going up, like what the number I came up with was $23,714. And that's not even taking into consideration any loss of stuff that I had. So
where do you have, do you have like an inventory of that, or how do you have that noted so that like we could see that, or there, our assessor could check that out?
You mean the loss?
Yeah, so the 20,714, how would we, could we see a list of what that represents, or?
I will invite any or all of you to come and take a look, because like I said, like for me to like go through every tray, tong, spoon, fork that I have, it's kind of like, it would be, that's why I get like so overwhelmed when I get this. I'm like, I can't do this.
I understand. You know? So Stacy, would you have somebody in your same business who has more experience with this? I think most of these things can probably be estimated fairly easily without having it be like a crazy thing. Maybe somebody like David Grant or somebody who might reach out and tell you. Hello.
I got some music in there somehow.
Okay. That's okay.
I missed what you said.
So I'm thinking that because we really, this is really the business owner's, you know, thing you got to do. Unfortunately, small business. I've got a small business too, so I feel for you. But it sounds like you could use some assistance in coming up with your inventory, because it shouldn't have to be that painful, ladle by ladle and box of toothpick by box of toothpick. So I think that's where we need to go. We need to come up with a decent list so that instead of us guesstimating, we know what you got, but without you going crazy.
Well, what I did was I went through my taxes and my payouts over the past, I think from probably like 2013 or whatever, or from 2015, based on the actual first one that I actually did file. And so, you know, I went through the equipment. I haven't had any work done. So in terms of like improving the place, it's in good shape. I haven't, you know, I reconfigured it and did all the work when I first moved in, and it's still in good shape. So, you know, I think my estimates right now are pretty fair.
Right, but you have to be able to show them to us somehow. You have to be able to give us a list and say, see, I'm a caterer, and this is the stuff I got, and it's a lot less than $40,000, and then we could go from there. But we can't all go down there and start looking at your stuff.
Right. So which is why I get overwhelmed with this. So exactly when you say you need a list, do you want me to go and count every tray?
No, I want you to talk to somebody who has a business like yours and find out how they do it, or ask Betsy what she expects from you, because it should not be this hard. Because you should have just a few big items, I'm sure. I'm sure you have a big refrigerator, a this, a that. Then you just have a bunch of small stuff, which should be able to estimate as just a group. This shouldn't take you more than an hour. But you need to, because you're new at it, you need to have some advice. How do you put this together so it doesn't take up your time?
Right. So you suggest I try to get someone local, another business owner to help me do this? Or is there somebody in your office that can help me do it? I want to be able to do it right.
I understand, I don't have any caterers here personally because I run a dog business, but they would love to come down and visit you, I'll bet. They would try to help a lot. But I don't know, Betsy. We're not deciding tonight, so let us talk about your case. Let me see what Betsy knows. If she has some kind of template or something, or the best way to go. But I am just absolutely positive it can't be this hard, but you just need a little thing to get you going, okay?
Right, and really, once I get a baseline...
From there, you just would modify it, if anything modifies. And you're all set once you've got your thing, yeah.
Right, but so what's confusing is, like, you know, the template that you have... And I know it's not necessarily yours, but like, you know, when you start putting all these farm equipments and all these other things in there, and you're, I mean, obviously I don't have ponies, I know that very easily, but it's just there's just so much, and you want to get it all right, and it's very confusing.
No, I understand. So, I understand. I have a daughter who's just like you, Stacy, so you could be her twin. So I exactly know what you're going through. Joe or Walt, do you have anything to add to this?
No, all set.
No, I'm good too.
Okay.
So I know what to do next.
Yeah, why don't you be thinking about it, and I'll have Betsy reach out to you too if there's some kind of a better template that kind of goes with this. Maybe look on Google. I'm sure people are so nice, you know? Maybe she'll give you an idea of few people to call, and then we'll reach out to you before the end of May to resolve this, okay?
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, and I'm sorry I kind of like just let it all just kind of drop, but I promise once I figure this out and get it straight, I'll be able to hopefully handle it in the coming
years. Sure.
All right. All my best.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
I know. The Small Business Administration has a whole bunch of disowned retired business owners. They deal with this kind of stuff
all the time. Oh, yeah. There's got to be so many resources for this. I can think of a bunch, and I'm not even a caterer. I think I could figure it out. So, right.
Okay, so I have Mrs. Beretta in the waiting room, and she's not happy. She called me and said that it's not fair that you've left her on hold. Just to be prepared.
Okay.
Also, remember, Judy, that this was an audit that was done by the city with no response from the Beretta.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
Okay. I'm inviting her in now, and I'm starting the recording.
All right. Here we go. Hello? Nothing yet. Hello.
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 Hi there.
Hi. This is Judy Stefchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board, and I'm here with Walter Mayhew, our city treasurer, and with Jody Martino, our board of aldermen president. Who am I speaking to?
Jenna Beretta.
Jenna? Okay.
Yeah.
And Jenna, what is your address for the record?
The address of the property is 23 Factory Street, Derby.
Okay. And for purposes of this meeting, I have to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Okay. Could you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you. We have 10 minutes per person. I'll keep track of the time for you so you don't have to worry about that. We have just a whole bunch of paperwork here for you, bunches and bunches and bunches. So it would be very helpful if you can give us just a summary of why you're here tonight and how we can help you, okay?
Okay, I can certainly do that.
Okay.
I fill out every year the City of Derby declaration of personal property for property that belongs to me, for my property, Beretta Property Management, LLC, Beretta Enterprises, LLC, and which I've done every year. This year, I get an assessment that says it's absurd. There's no justification for it whatsoever. It goes from, well, you can see it. You guys see what it is. So I call and I basically said, I don't understand this. And I was informed that it was due to an audit that did not occur. And I said, yes, I understand that. I've actually spoken with, I believe his name, hold on, see if I can find his name. Well, anyway, I don't know what his name is right now, but I spoke with a gentleman who said that I needed to get from you guys, the town, a letter that would tell me what was needed. I requested that, but I never received it. So, you know, there's some convoluted thing going on here, and I'm more than happy to do whatever needs to be done if I'm told what they need from me.
Okay, so you needed, like, in regards to an audit, you needed, like, instructions for that or more specifics?
I don't know. I think you guys had submitted something requesting somebody. Let me just see if I can find that letter.
Because there's a lot of stuff there that's not ours, man. That's the reason, too. Those are tenants that are, you know, month to month, so they need to pay for their own stuff.
Right. Like, my stuff is exact. I tell exactly what it is that I have there. I don't even operate, you know, the majority of my business, my office and stuff. Nothing is there. So let's see what this says. It says here, this is from Betsy Quist. Okay. This was a letter. It says personal property audit. A letter of intent was sent regarding the personal property. Never got. And that's when I called. I said, I never got a letter. I called Charles Feldman. That's his name. He was very nice. He said, listen, until they give you that letter, which is specifically going to tell you what we need to look at with you, I can't do anything.
To date, I have never received that letter.
Okay, so you're wanting a letter from the assessor stating what they want to audit?
What you need.
If that's what you guys need to do, but you know, you can't just impose an amount upon me that doesn't even make sense. It's literally nonsensical, and that's what I said here.
So, okay, just so I understand. So they're asking to come in and audit regarding the personal property, but you want, I'm not exactly sure what you want from them in order for that to happen.
I have no idea. Charles Spellman, who is the auditor, said, I have no idea what to tell you until they give you that letter. I haven't asked for anything, nor do I want anything. This was initiated by the town of Derby.
Okay. All right, so.
So basically, we pay for what is ours, and whatever else is there, you know, that would be the tenant's responsibility.
Right, and that may, there is maybe where they want to do the audit.
So she may have, Betsy may have done an assessment. Who knows, but there's not, I mean, I'm looking at what she sent. There's really nothing here that makes sense. It says business type, service. Net assessment per audit, $12,595. What audit? You know, who did an audit? That's what I don't see any audit done. How could you do an audit when you don't have any of my information?
Right.
So I think they've just randomly, because if you look at this report that was supplied, all it says is taxpayer non-compliant to audit request. Audit results as assessed plus estimated omission. I mean, I've never been non-compliant. I called the town of Derby probably 4 times. The majority of times, I can't even get on the phone with a human being.
Hmm. Okay, so you're saying that Mr. Feldman is the auditor and he said that he is waiting for you to get a letter. Is that correct?
No, he said to wait until we get a letter to do anything.
Right. That's what I meant.
Because
we paid
for basically our stuff, so he's like, you know, wait till they send you a letter.
Okay, yes, so I'm just looking for a way out of this so that we all can be on the same page. So the assessor wants an audit, but Mr. Feldman, who is the auditor, says there needs to be another piece of paperwork here first before that can happen. I just want to make sure I understand.
We need to be audited on. You're correct. So there's probably maybe we have to fill out who our tenants are.
I don't know. It says here he said, I spoke with him directly. And
okay.
He said, did you get the first letter? I said, no, I've never received a letter. I guess he could have verbally told me this is what I need. But he said, okay, call the town and tell them you need that letter. And then you and I can figure things out. I never got the letter.
Okay. All right. Well, I think this is pretty straightforward, actually. So we just got to get Mr. Feldman and you guys and Betsy and everybody on the same page.
Exactly. Mr. Feldman and I can then sit down. I mean, I'm basically, I have an accountant, of course. But right. What pertains to Derby that Mr. Feldman wants to see, as long as it's within reason with respect to 23 Factory Street, I have no objection whatsoever. So why not just sit down with me, bang it out, and get the documents that you need to see?
Right, that's what we're going to find out for you, Jenna. So there's no way we can decide on what an assessment would be at this board tonight. And we're not actually going to make a decision, but we can, as the board, try to get everybody at the same table and so we can get out of this. Just seems like just a bunch of misunderstandings and he said, she said. So we will reach out to you before the end of May because that's
okay.
Something by then and see if we can get something kind of straightened out, okay?
That'll be great. And I'm sorry.
Did you guys have anything?
No.
I have one question. I'm sorry, but I missed your name. Can you give me your name again, please?
Judy Sefcik.
Judy, okay.
I saw you last year or the year before when you came in.
Okay, great, Judy. That sounds fabulous. So I will wait to hear from you guys, and you said before the end of May.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Is she off? Oh, we're still recording? Thank you. Hello?
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 Hello, who am I speaking to?
Anita.
Hi, Anita.
And Dave.
Hey, Dave.
How you doing?
Good, good. This is Judy Safchak, Chairman of the Tax Board, and we've got Walt Mayhew here, City Treasurer, and we've got Joe DiMartino here, the President of the Board of Aldermen, and together we make up the Board of Assessment Appeals. Who's going to be speaking for you guys? Will that be you, Anita, or you, Dave?
Mostly Anita.
Okay. So, Anita, for the record, please just state your name and address.
Anita Dugato, 69 Elizabeth Street, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay, thank you. I need to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Can you raise your... In fact, I'll put you both under oath. Why not?
Sure.
Do a group deal here. Could you guys please raise your right hands? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Okay, thank you very much. We have about 10 minutes. I'll keep track of time for you so you don't have to worry about it. We have your paperwork here, but the whole point of this
is no longer valid under some Zoom regulations.
Hello?
So I'm here to give you a new number and a meeting ID.
Hello.
Betsy, you're still on.
Somebody's still on.
Hello? Betsy, you need to mute. You're gonna call in. Hello?
Yeah, we're getting somebody's in the background.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the number you're
gonna
call is
1-312. Hang on a second. We won't be done with your time.
And they're gonna request a meeting ID, and that number is
Betsy. You're not muted.
09-786-73. And when you're ready, you can repeat those numbers.
She should be done in a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Betsy. Betsy, you're not muted. Betsy.
Because your clock doesn't start yet.
Betsy. You guys are going to be out of time before we get started. I'm awfully sorry. I'm just joking. Betsy, you're not there.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Okay, we have your paperwork here, and so we're just inviting you guys in your own words to say what your appeal is and what we can do for you, okay?
Okay, so if you have the personal property change of assessment notice in front of you.
Yep.
If you see last year, number 16, number 23, and number 25 are the same numbers as this year, number 16, 23, 25. But the gross numbers are different.
Oh.
And that, you
There's
know.
There's a $6,000 difference.
Yeah. That doesn't look like a correct spreadsheet here. What? Apparently that's not, is that the, supposed to be the, yeah, it's supposed to be the total. And this year it is the total. Last year it was not the total. That's weird.
So I know, I'm not sure where last year we paid the 3,000, the assessment was 3,280.
Okay.
And I don't know what the jump, how that jumped.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, because on your, like the 9625, so could it have been an error last year? I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like it was an error last year.
Yeah, so it did, like it's been corrected since then, and now it's in the... and the correct number.
Okay.
So they, I see you guys have a penalty here as well. Is that true? Let me see.
Okay,
I saw.
2018 was also, the assessment was 3,280. So the year before, it was also 3,280.
So it jumped. I see a penalty, though, for 1925, which wouldn't have made it jump that much, though. And I'm not sure what the penalty
but the penalty problem was, I'm the new trustee, and I've never filled this form out before and had a hard time with it. I went to Betsy's office, and no one was there to talk to about it. So I ended up emailing her, and I got a 30-day extension, which okay. would have extended it to November 30th. I got the report done. I went there the day after Friday after Thanksgiving to turn in the report and found out the town hall was closed. I worked on Friday after Thanksgiving. I didn't realize the town hall was closed the day after Thanksgiving. And then I had gotten sick and couldn't turn the report in. And I probably turned it in on like the 6th of December.
Okay.
Instead of the 30th of November.
Okay. So you guys are looking to make sure that we've got the correct numbers on here. Like you said, these don't seem to be adding up. And then the second, probably asking to go take away the penalty because of the circumstances. Does that state your case?
Correct.
Anything from you, Joe or Walt?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I totally understand, especially if you were new at it, Dave. So that's understandable. We don't decide tonight, but we will reach out. Someone will reach out to you before the end of May, okay?
Okay.
With our decision. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Anita.
All right, good talking to you. Thank you.
You too. Bye. All right,
good night.
Okay, so.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tommy Castle. You got me.
Hi, Tommy. This is Judy Sefcak. I'm the chairman of the tax board. And okay. We've got Walter Mayhew here, who is our city treasurer. And we've got Joe DiMartino here, who is the president of our board of aldermen. How are you tonight?
Good. I'm great.
Great. For the record, please state your full name and your address.
My full name is Thomas Casa. Uh-huh. Okay.
And your address?
There is 135 Roosevelt Drive, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay, perfect. For purposes of this, I have to put you under oath. Would that be okay?
Sure.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please? And do you
I got to switch hands. If you want to raise my right hand, I got to switch my phone. Hold on 1 second. Okay, I got my right hand up.
Okay, I'm glad I can see that now. Just joking.
Okay,
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you, Tom. We have 10 minutes, so I will keep track of time for you. And
okay, great. Thank you.
We have your paperwork here, but we would like to hear in your own words what your appeal's for and how we can help you. And you can go ahead and go.
Okay, I'm just appealing because I have some containers there in Derby. They're full of some of my ex-wife's furniture. You could open up anytime you want to open them up. There's nothing valuable in there. We might have some old cable in there when we're running the crane company. And right now I have two old cranes there, an RT-49 and the 453, the engine shot in it. So right now it's only worth the amount of scrap. Is, you know, that's what it's worth.
Okay.
And I had the TM-225, which is a 1968 Grove crane, and that's worth right now scrap price of $2,500. And I don't have my Ackerman there. I had it last year, and I moved it out in September. And, you know, we shipped that all over the place right now. It's in Oxford. And I don't know where we're going to ship it back to Derby. The tax people here and the tax sector want me to keep my equipment here, but I don't, you know, because we're residential here, so I'd rather bring it back to Derby or bring it out of state, okay? And I like Derby because it's central, but we don't run that depot like a regular company would run it. It's just for our storage. We like it there, even though it's, we know it's polluted, but like I said, Derby Central. And it's good just to come out of there and, you know. The two cranes I got there, they're relics. They're not anything worth a lot of money, but I bought one back in 1979, another one 1981. I still keep them because back at that time, I started a crane company. And since then, we're no longer a crane company. We're just a small construction company. So that's about all I can tell you about that. And containers, I paid probably $1,000 a container from Aaron Supreme. If you need invoices and that, I'm sure we could look them up and get them, but that's what I paid for them. $1,000, one was $1,000, one was $1,200, one was $1,500. Okay, that's it. So
you're saying that your total of property is how much? Your personal property?
We're saying right now our total was something like $8,700. That's what we have there. And that's including the Ackerman that was there before. But we don't keep the Ackerman. You're welcome to come to the Art of Derby there anytime you want. And you'll see that big machine is not there. That's it. Ackerman 14 BLC. We bought that back in 1991. And you know, it's still a good machine, but we don't keep it there.
Okay, so the 8725, that's your estimate then of your what should
Yeah, that's
your,
my estimate that we, and that's being legitimate, you know, it's not, you know, that's being legitimate. We're not inside the building there. We were going to go inside the building there, but, you know, we don't want to get taxed crazy for going inside there, so we're waiting for after this meeting to see if we're going to actually stay in Derby or go to a different state, you know. Okay. So we're not sure, but like I said, we like Derby. We like the Derby people. Everybody's nice there. Paolo's across the street. Alex is next door. Everybody's nice. And the city of Derby's nice to work with, too. They always, you know. And I went to – my mother lives in Derby on Sodom Lane. Everything's nice so far, so.
So your meeting is muted. So where is the Ackerman? Did he say where he moved it to?
I don't know. We just can't go into detail at this point. So, I mean, I know I went over all these with you. I can't remember every detail of every one of these and then go this fast. So for me, once we're done, then we'll see, you know, what other questions there might be, and we're going to have to go from there.
Beth, he said he put it in Oxford, but it doesn't really matter. Did he fill out his personal property or not?
Well, he can have because he's getting a penalty, correct?
Right, exactly. So that's the end of that story.
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, if it's not in Woodbridge, I mean, and not in Derby, what do you think the odds are he filled a personal property deck out in Oxford?
It doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, he's got to pay for it somewhere.
I understand, but what I'm saying is, for our purposes, he didn't file his personal property, so he's on the hook. End of story. Move on.
Right. Perfect. Okay. I'm going to start your recording. You have somebody in the waiting room, and I believe
this is the fried chicken guy?
Dr. Gracie.
Oh, this is Gracie? Okay.
Yes.
He's, okay. Is this Dr. Gracie online?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Hello, this is Judy Sefcak, and I'm the chairman of the tax board. And I've got Walt Mayhew here, who's the treasurer of Derby. And I've got Joe DiMartino with me, who is the president of the Board of Aldermen. And all together, okay. we're the Board of Assessment Appeals. Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, Alexander A. Carisi, MD, and 33 Nature Lane, Shelton, Connecticut, 06484.
Okay, and the property
That's my home address.
Right, and the property that we're talking about?
299 Seymour Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I need to put you under oath for tonight, is that okay?
Yeah, what you want to do?
I need to put you under oath.
Yes, okay.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Okay, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. We have about 10 minutes per person, and I'll keep track of the time for you, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
We have your paperwork here, but obviously you're coming before the board, so we can hear in your own words what's the reason for your appeal and what you would like us to do for you, okay?
Yes, you know, unfortunately, I don't have my paperwork with me, but I didn't want to miss this meeting,
That's okay.
Okay, I think it was an increase of almost 100% on personal property. Is that what it was about?
You're saying on here that there was a 10% increase, and that was the reason for your appeal.
Yeah, he's and right, I think though. That
100%.
It was a 10% increase?
That's what you're about.
10%, but your actual increase was 100%. It went from 62.50 to 12.5.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was my issue. That's, you know, in the office, you know, I just have a stethoscope, I have a desk, and I have some exam tables and a computer. So I don't see how everything doubled. I mean, I just don't have, I'm just a medical office. So no fancy equipment or anything. So why would it double it over 1 year?
Well, I think if we look at your personal property declaration,
yeah,
you only have one thing on there, which is your ultrasound machine. So
yeah, yes, there was a, yes, it's an old one, but I do have that. That's correct. That's about 20 years old, but yes, that's right. It.
So I believe our assessor was under her understanding, just from experience over the years, that for a medical office you would have to have more stuff in there. I think so. There's a disagreement, I guess, on the property. Does that sound like it could be?
It does, doesn't sound like it's reasonable, what he's saying. What does that have to do with the property?
Well, I mean, so,
you know.
So what you're saying is, in order to run your medical practice, all you need is just the one ultrasound machine?
Yeah, that's all I need, because I'm a small office. So, you know, I've been in practice 32 years. I'm not delivering babies. I do see obstetrical patients, you know, and they're pregnant, and you know, GYN patients, but I'm just doing limited office work now. So that's all I function as. I'm a solo practitioner still.
Okay.
And so it's not like I'm seeing, you know, millions of people. I'm not delivering babies, so.
Right.
You know, right. I mean, you know, a typical medical loss is, yes, if you had a busy practice with, you know, let's say, you know, 300, 400 deliveries a year, yeah. But I'm not doing that.
Okay. But how about, for example, office furniture?
Yeah, I have some chairs and, you know, just chairs, and I have desk, two desk chairs, and I have my office workers at the counter, and then the waiting room chairs. I do have about four exam tables, you know, and lights, fixtures, and that's about it. The exam rooms.
Right.
And cabinets, right. Regular cabinets, yeah.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing that you know, major. That's what I have. I do have one colposcope machine, which is a magnification, really. It's a 10-power magnification when you do possibly you look at for cervical cancers, etc. I do have that, but I've had it for 20 years, so that's a piece of equipment I utilize. And, you know,
okay.
And that's it. I do mostly endometrial biopsies, so, you know, they're just pipettes.
All righty. So your contention is that actually the only thing you have of any value in the office would be just the ultrasound machine, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you have any questions, Walter, Joe?
No. Thank you very much, Doc.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
We'll contact you before the end of the month.
Okay. I appreciate it. Have a good Memorial Day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You should have filled that out better.
Yeah. It's just chairs and crap, Joe. It's.
Let's have a little fun.
I was raised on a chicken ranch. Millions of the little critters. They're like my brothers. Hello?
He dropped.
Oh, I hope he didn't hear me talking. I'm sure he didn't.
He was there and he dropped.
Huh. He may have just accidentally dropped him, okay? Come back.
He looks like he's left the meeting. Do you want me to call him back?
Shell from the caterer.
I'm
a little business class here, huh?
Not prepared at all.
No. Well, they don't know.
See, so he's accountant. That's standard accounting stuff, man.
Okay.
Business with assets. That's how.
Okay. Very cool. I hope I can find his stuff.
He was first.
I know that.
Hello.
There he is. Hi, Peter.
Yes, it's Peter.
Hi, Peter. This is Judy Sefcak. I'm from the tax board. I've got Walter Mayhew here, who is our city treasurer, and I've got Joe DiMartino here from the Board of Aldermen, the president.
Very good.
How are you tonight?
Very good.
Good. Can you, for the record, because we're being recorded, please state your name and address?
Yes. Peter Francis Sacu. 44 Grove Avenue, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay, thank you. And is it okay if I put you under oath for tonight?
Yes.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Okay, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you related to John Sacco?
Yeah, first cousins.
Okay, cool. Everybody has 10 minutes because we're trying to get through everybody tonight. So I'll keep track of time for you. We have your paperwork, but could you say in your own words what your reason for your appeal is and what you'd like us to do for you, please?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I realize that what you value my house at determines what I get taxed.
Yep.
My taxes are running almost $6,000 a year, and I'm getting $6,000 off because I'm a vet.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that, I'd be paying over $6,000 a year. I have a house that's not even 1,500 square feet. I'm on a 50 by 100 lot, and I have no garage, and my taxes are unbelievable. I mean, and I know that that's how the taxes are generated, by what you people value my house at.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm a.
So you're over.
It's kind of hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, I understand. We ask you to estimate your amount of how much your house is worth, and you actually put the same thing that we have. So that was a little confusing. You have on there that you believe it's worth between 190 and 200, and that's exactly where we have you on your property card. So what are you, is that a mistake or?
No, but I know you don't bill me for the actual price on the house. What is it, 70%?
Yeah, 70% is the assessment, yeah. And then whatever the mill rate is, yeah.
Right. I just think my taxes are too high. I mean, I don't have it. I mean, geez, it's a small house. It's not a big house, you know, a huge house.
Okay.
That's my only gripe.
Okay.
I mean,
well, it's a big one. You know? I'm afraid, yeah, you got lots of company too. So,
yeah.
I think the good news is we're going to try to keep those from going up again this year, but, I understand. So it's not like you're saying your house isn't worth that. It's just like, given that and the way the rates are, it's just a lot of money, right?
Yeah. I mean, I see houses right around me that are even bigger than mine, and they're paying less taxes than me. And I'm saying to myself, how can that be? You know, I mean, I figure the tax rate is the same for everybody. you know, we're all paying, what, 41, something like that?
Right. 39, but
yeah.
So you what? Are saying, so you're not agreeing then with our appraisal, I'm saying, because if you think others bigger are paying more, then you think your appraisal is too high, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's what
I mean, I realize I have, I put solar in, and I know that's probably going to raise it up.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, that's probably the best thing I did. That I bought my system outright. I did not lease it for 20 years.
Hmm.
I bought it outright, and I put $12,000 in my pocket. My system was a $17,500 system. I bought the whole system for $5,400 out the door.
Okay.
And it paid for itself in 4 years.
Yeah, you're one of
so
the
I have
ones.
No problem. You know, I mean, I have not, knock on wood, I have not got an electric bill since the day I put it in.
Huh.
I get zero every month.
Really? Well, I would say yes. Here that the sun just hides away from us, and you must have a good system.
Well, I think I don't have a huge system, but I have a very effective system, and I watch very, very closely, excuse me, how I use my electric.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So, well, I did work for the electric company, so I'm very familiar with what's going on out there, you know.
You know what you're doing. All right.
When the guy came to sell me this, I gave him I went up one side and down the other, and he said to me, he says, "You know all about this." I said, "Look, I've been looking at this solar system on my house for 20 years. I said, "So finally, he came. And I got what I wanted, you know. They don't want to sell you something like that. They want you to lease it because they want that the interest, you know.
Yeah.
They want you to pay interest, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and I realized, you know, that boosted up too. But
the one thing you might want to do, Peter, is check out some of the property records for some of your neighbors to see, in fact, what their appraisals are.
Are you allowed to do that?
Of course, yeah, it's public information. So maybe that
okay.
might be something you want to do. We can't make any decisions tonight. We'll be discussing this, and then we'll reach out to you before the end of the month to let you know what our decision is, okay?
Thank you very much.
Joe or Walt, I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to call on you.
No, that's okay. We're fine.
Good? Okay. Thank you so much, Peter. Say hi to
Joe. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, that's the most straightforward. He just taxes at your damn life. All right.
Yeah, but he's got to learn the process to try to fight that.
Yeah, exactly.
You were very helpful for him. If he takes your advice.
We'll see.
That's the only way he's going to get any relief.
Yeah. I want to get one of his solar systems. That sounds very good.
Well, you know, that's the deal. He did the smart thing. The people who are leasing these systems are getting taken. There's a built-in 2% increase, which doesn't sound like much, but over time.
Hello?
Not yet.
I see a number. I see a phone.
There he is.
Here he is.
This you, Gary?
Hello.
Gary?
Yes.
Hi, Gary.
Yes.
This is Hi. Judy Safchak with the Tax Board, and I'm here with Walt Mayhew for City Treasurer and with Jody Martino, our President of the Board of Aldermen. Please state your name and address for the record.
My home address or the address here?
Both, please.
My name is Gary Anthony Patanoa. My address, my home address is 2 Mayflower Lane in Shelton. And the address at the restaurant is 87 Elizabeth Street.
Okay, thank you. Is it okay if I put you under oath for this procedure tonight?
Absolutely.
Okay, could you raise your right hand, please? Okay, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. We're trying to keep everything under 10 minutes so we can finish up in time. I'll keep track of the time for you. We have all your paperwork here, but could you please in your own words, say why you're appealing and what you'd like us to do for you.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's been so long now. And I'm kind of going in this blind because my paperwork, I left at home today, you know, when I rushed into work. But the original paperwork, I'm not sure who filled out the original paperwork, but it was a lot higher than what my accountant came up with what we have here. So that's why I appealed it.
Let's see. You submitted on February 19th, it looks like. Figure this out. Had you, I see. Yeah, assessment was due in October, and we don't have one here until February this year, so probably there was an estimate made because we didn't have one at the time. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay. Yours was, I'm having trouble finding the total. Do you guys see the total on here? Walt or Joe?
I'm trying to find it myself.
Find his total. Total. Like we're missing a piece of yours or something. What's that? See the detail. Total. But what we've got down for you is not assessed value, but total value of $18,158 for personal property.
Right.
I can't find your total, though. I apologize.
Yeah, I believe Lauren made a copy of it and then put it in for me.
Yeah, it doesn't have a total on here, though. We've got...
I thought the total, if I'm not mistaken, the total was, I don't know why 14 is 12 or 14. It's around that area there.
Yeah, furniture, fixtures, and equipment, I got $14,039. But depreciated, it's at $13,337. And I think that's all we, maybe that's why there's no total. And then we also have other goods, which would be transportation, installation, et cetera. That's depreciated at $4,000 each. So that would be 4.8 and 14. So we had about 18.8, almost 19,000. And that is what I see on the, I see on the summary. So I'm not sure where we're not in agreement here. It looks like they've got on the summary what you've got there, but I don't see the actual where we're charging.
I'm not sure either. Like I said, I'm going to this blind because I don't have the paperwork here in front of me. Like I said, my accountant did all the paperwork. So I apologize about that I'm not that, the way he did.
So basically you're just challenging the cost of the personal property.
I believe that's what it is, yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'll have to find out what we're saying that amount is compared to yours, and then we'll see what we can do from there. You do make very good food, though, Gary. I will say that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We'll see
try.
What we can find out, and we'll get back to you before the end of the month, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
Take care, Gary.
Thank you.
So he says our numbers are off, but we can't find our numbers.
Looks like it's right on.
But I don't know where. I don't see a form here that's like what we would be charging him. I don't see anything about his property. I don't see that. I mean, everybody has this thing in there that says how much they're assessed and this and that. I don't see that for him. Am I missing something?
I think somebody else is on.
Yeah.
Somebody. Am I supposed to hang up?
Oh, is that you, Gary? Yeah. You're supposed to go away now. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Sorry, I'm glad we didn't say anything mean.
Okay, bye.
Oh, Eddie. No, nobody's here yet. Oh, this is the farm. These are the horses.
Hello.
Hi, Eddie. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Hi, this is Judy Safchak. I'm the chairman of the tax board, and I'm here with Walt Mayhew, our treasurer, and Judy Martino, the president of our board of aldermen. So we're the board. And could you give us your full name and address, please, for the record?
Yes, Eddie A. Block, 194 Kings Highway, Milford, Connecticut, 06460.
And the property in question?
38 Great Hill Road in Derby. And you want the lot number, or you must have that.
No, that's good. That's good. Yeah, we just have to go on record. For purposes of this tonight, is it okay if I put you under oath?
Yes, absolutely.
That's okay, fine. Could you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Okay. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. We've got 10 minutes, and we've got your paperwork here, but in your own words, could you tell us why you're appealing and what we can do for you, please?
For many years, I have had a... the same exemption, a farm exemption. We board horses on the farm. For whatever reason, when we got and filled out the paperwork, the form M38, I believe, was not received. So, and all of a sudden, I got and this has been going on for many years. It's a a non-working farm.
Yeah.
And there's no this is for personal property only. And I have five horses and one pony there, and they are boarded in the stanchion area and in the barn, in the lower area of the barn. There's corral there, and it is run by, it's on my property. And we have somebody who cares for the horses. So what I did was, when I got this, I got the new bill, it was $4,200. I don't even have $4,200 in property, personal property on the farm. There's nothing there. Even the tractor, which plows and moves and do whatever needs to be done for the horses that are there, is actually owned by another party who I allow them to leave it on the property. It's helpful. But we don't have any... there's no personal property, but it was $4,200 the year before. And if you see on my petition, I put down $4,200 or less, but I'm not. So it came back at $17,500, and I said, whoa, wait a minute. So I called, and I called Betsy, the assessor, and we discussed it. And then she said, okay, why don't you fill out the petition, and then we'll see you at a certain period of time. I said, well, I'm not in Derby, and she said, so then I sent a letter after I sent this in, of course, and I notarized it. I authorized somebody to go on my behalf, but of course the COVID-19 happened, and we're all upside down about everything, so here we are. And that's it. And what I can tell you is I have had this farm exemption for God knows how long time.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden this year, when the petition, I petitioned the Board of Assessment and Appeals for Derby to for the property, for the personal property tax. And I filled out the forms, did the checklist to the best of my ability, and I sent it in to you people, and here I am.
Okay.
So I'd like to get the exemption, and I have no idea. We fill it out diligently all the time, and I didn't get these forms. It was sent in, but I'm not even. So that I was allowed to go back and appeal. That's the gist of this.
I got you. Now, when do you usually get the forms? How do they get to you normally?
It was sent to me usually before. I have to get them in and get them before November 1st, usually.
Okay. And where do they come from?
Every November 1st, yeah.
So do you have somebody sending these to you, or how do you get the forms?
I get them in the mail.
From whom?
I get blank. I get the blank form for the year that this would be 2019, and we fill out the forms and we send them back in.
Okay, so you request the forms like from the government or whatever.
I have not requested the form. They are usually sent to me, honestly.
Where are they coming from? The form ferry, or where are these forms?
Well, it comes from the city of Derby. Now, this is the personal property.
Okay.
And okay.
So we should. It's on us to send you the forms in a timely manner so you can fill them out and get them back in, right? So are you thinking that when we sent them this time that you didn't get the exemption form? Is that what you're guessing?
That's correct.
Okay, I gotcha. All righty. All right, I think that's pretty straightforward. So, Walt, Joe, did you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you could ask, and you can actually do an inspection at 38 Great Hill Road. The people who are up there, the Marin family, absolute tank. They're out of Milford. They actually love horses, and they go up there. Jeannie Marin, she was actually going to go on my behalf. She's a pistol. And I was laughing. I said, Jeannie, are you sure you want to? Oh, I absolutely want to go tell them that we have five horses and a pony. And I said, let me see. And then all of a sudden, this whole world has changed. And all of a sudden, it was going to be a phone conference. So
okay.
I appreciate you doing this. If you got a lot of calls from me, by the way, because the original numbers that Maureen Kumo sent where they were using other numbers, so that's why I couldn't get through it at my designated time. Okay.
Thank you very much, Eddie. You guys
and
are all
wouldn't you just notify me
by the end of the month what our decision is. Okay.
Thank you very much. You guys are doing a good job there. I'm gonna thank you very much for your consideration here. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Them in.
All right. Hello. Is this Richard?
Good evening. This is Rick Pasco. Yes,
hi,
this
Richard.
Is Rick Pasco.
Hello. This is Judy Safchak from the Tax Board, and I'm here with Walt Mayhew, our treasurer for Derby, and Jody Martino, who's the president of our Board of Aldermen.
Thank you very much for being here this evening and hearing our story.
No problem. Could you, for the record, state your name, please, and the address of the property in question?
Yes, my name is Richard Pasco. I'm a CPA out of Fairfield, Connecticut, and I'm speaking on behalf of Sue Giordano, mm-hmm. the owner of Whitey's Marina at 912 Roosevelt Avenue.
412?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. In Derby, right?
412 Roosevelt Avenue in Derby, Connecticut, 06418.
Okay, thank you, Rich. Can I need to put you under oath for tonight? Is that okay?
Please do so.
Okay, can you raise your right hand, please?
I am.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. You have 10 minutes max. I'll keep track for you, and we have your paperwork here, but please go ahead and just tell us in your own words what the reason for appeal is and what we can do for you, please.
Thank you. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for being here this evening, and I'll make this as quick as possible. I transitioned Sue Giordano to being a client of mine in early 2017. We discussed all of her operating entities, of which she has numerous. One of them was Whitey's Marina, which was a boat dock operation and fuel, boat fuel selling operation at 412 Roosevelt Avenue. She told me that operation had ceased in 2016. When I did my due diligence, I never saw a copy of a personal property tax return for said entity. And as you can see, because you faxed it to me, her prior accountant filled that out on her behalf.
Uh-huh.
She had ceased operations in 2016, hence the reason we never filed one. We filed income and expense reports for Whitey's Marina ever since. She had told me it had ceased operations. And then once we received the penalty letter for last year's personal property tax, Sue was a bit flummoxed. I was a bit surprised. I had no clue what was going on. And once the city of Derby so kindly provided me the last return, it all kind of fell into place. While this was purely an oversight in the transition between accountants, she had ceased operation in 2016. Whitey's Marina is involved in two separate business operations. One was marina operations, hence the personal property tax, which ceased in 2016, and also rental real estate for the various tenants that are on the property at 412 Roosevelt Avenue. Mm-hmm. What I'm asking is for the board to please give kind consideration to the fact that the marina operation ceased at that point. I believe that Sue has paid all of her prior taxes, and we're not looking to go back and ask for refunds or anything like that. This is just purely an explanation for the non-filing and giving you the information of where we are today.
Okay, what is the standard for when you go out of business to just make it all stop and desist from an accounting standpoint?
Well, because it is a single member LLC, we did keep track of rentals for boat slips, for sales from boat fuel. And then since then, there was nothing in 2017, and whatever assets were there were distributed to the owner, and that segment of the operation ceased. And no financial statements were ever issued on that. If there were, there would have been a note to the financial statement saying that the marine business operation has ceased in 16. I just provided tax return preparation services for Ms. Giordano.
Right. So does this seem to you just to be a paperwork issue then?
Ma'am, yes. This is okay. Just a simple transition from one accountant to another. Do I need to file this? And Sue assured me that no. My other accountant knew this is done. It should have been set. And at the time that the personal property tax return was filed by November 1st of 16, it should have been noted to you that that was the final year.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Walt or Jim or Joe?
Rich? Jim. Anyone?
Did you guys have any questions or?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay, we will be making a decision tonight, but we will let you guys know what our decision is before the end of the month, okay?
Thank you very much, and please have a very pleasurable Memorial Day weekend, all of you, and I thank you for your time.
You too, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Hello, is this Daniel? Daniel? Hello?
He's not yellow yet.
I see his thing.
Yep. But
he's hello, good evening.
There you go.
There he is. Is this Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Daniel. This is Judy Sefcak, and I'm the chairman of the tax board here in Derby, and I've got Walt Mayhew, who are with me, he's the treasurer, and I've got Jody Martino, who's our president of our board of aldermen. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm sorry I have to meet you this way, but thanks for allowing me, I guess, to participate.
No problem. Just for the record, please state your full name and your address.
For the business or for my home?
Both, please.
Daniel L. Bulkley, B-U-L-K-L-E-Y. The business address is 90 Sodom Lane in Derby. I'm on the second floor. And my personal residence is 334 Pope's Island Road, Milford, Connecticut, 06460.
Okay. Okay. For purposes of this tonight, I need to put you under oath. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Could you raise your right hand, please?
I am.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Thank you very much. You are our last guy, but we're not giving you any breaks. You still only have 10 minutes because we're tired, I'll tell you. I got your paperwork here. So if you could just say in your own words why you're appealing and what we can do for you, and that would be fine,
sure.
Please.
Yeah, so it caught me a little bit off guard. I had misplaced the original I guess the assessment letter or something to that point. And so I received a something several months ago about that. And so I had filed, the information that was required. I brought it down to the town hall. And I was told that, I believe I was told at the time that, you know, somebody would get back to me. So, and then I got the notice about a hearing. So I was a little bit, you know, a little bit surprised. I wasn't really sure, but yeah, that's kind of what happened. So you'll see, Betsy, I believe that I spoke to a minute ago, said that you had the information. I really don't own anything. I have an office with like table and a TV and, you know, folding tables and stuff like that. So when she told me the amount was $54 that I owed, I was sort of curious how we got to that number. And so I guess that's why I'm having this call.
I gotcha. Yeah, so it's saying this has been evaluated. I'm not sure how it was evaluated, but it's evaluated for a total of $1,900, which would be your tables and cabinet and television and folding chairs, et cetera, and a sign. The sign looks like it's the biggest item. That all adds up where I'm not sure where these numbers came from to 1910. Then the depreciation has been applied, I think, which brings it down to $280.
Those were my figures. That's correct.
Okay, so this is your sheet I'm looking at. Okay, that would bring it down to 280, and then that would be the, then we'd have to do the assessment on that, which is 70%, and so forth and so forth. So it should be a very tiny little bill. Yeah, you're saying only should be 720. So I'm not sure. So where is your, I'm trying to see what, so we're asking you for 1250, right? Or we're saying that you're worth 1250, your property, and you're saying 720. Is that the difference there?
I'll be honest with you, I'm at a loss. I'm not really sure. I just got the notice about the – I had it on my to-do list. I didn't realize the call was tonight. I had it on my to-do list actually today to call the tax office, and I didn't get to it. So okay. I'm not sure the final assessment. But what I can tell you is the figures that you've quoted are the numbers that I put together, you know, based on how I interpreted the form. And I had a total of 720, it looked like.
Yeah, okay, I see that. Right. Now, did you file your property tax statement, or because this is just a list, I know.
Yeah, so apparently, again, I had misplaced it, and I had received a letter to file that, and so I brought it into the office a number of months ago. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a deadline given to me, and so I brought it in, and I hadn't really heard anything, honestly, so... I guess I did have a lady call me last week, and then there was another lady that had emailed. So, so that's kind of where we're at.
Okay. So you're saying you should only be paying tax on $720, not $720, but on that amount. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That was my understanding.
Shuffling here and there. Okay. Anything, Joe or Walt, on this?
No, I think it's pretty clear.
Okay. All righty. We'll be making our decision before the end of the month, and we will let you know, Daniel.
Yes, thank you. And again, I apologize for the inconvenience for you folks.
No problem. This is what we're supposed to do. So we love it. Oh, this is like a fun evening.
No. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, we all serve our communities in different ways, so it's interesting to hear this. Thank you so much. Be safe and have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Judy. All right, I make a motion. We adjourn.
Okay, motion by Walt to adjourn at 9:35. Motion by Walter, second by Joe. We are adjourned.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, thank you, everyone.
Thank you guys. Thank you very much.
Judy.